Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Lynn?
How can I help you?
Yes, you may. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or a television station?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience also. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote. I'm already 40.
I know that it's still a long ways off a bit. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote probably or a 50-50 chance?
No, definitely.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latina, Mexican Latina, Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you. What's your age again, ma'am?
40.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
Yes. Very dissatisfied.
With the following, I would like to ask you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, how important of an issue it is to you to have them focus on. Use 10 for the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. But here's the first one. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Making housing more affordable.
Definitely 10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I think that will be a 5.
Fighting inflation and improvement the economy.
10.
Addressing immigration and border issues.
10.
Do you believe that health outcome in general in the Hispanic and Latino community is better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I think it's the same.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I would say the same.
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Here's the first one. Vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crank, marijuana, and other cannabis products, opioid and fentanyl. And I have just one more option. I have canamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
What was the question again?
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think the one with the weed.
Okay. What about the marijuana and other cannabis products?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
And you may choose up to 2. I have these other options. Just let me know when you hear the one you like. Vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crank, or catenine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, or opioids and fentanyl.
So vaping and marijuana.
With the following, I would like to ask you, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation, support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or wouldn't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoking-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing the tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I don't think it would help.
So do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes, which to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again? Can you repeat that question again?
Sure. Do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of Americans, adults, who cannot or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoking-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree. Well, actually strongly agree.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. And here's the first one. Oral nicotine purchase.
That will be the cigarette, right? The regular cigarette?
Yes, ma'am. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
What about e-cigarettes or vape?
Somewhat familiar.
Health, do apologize, heat, not burn tobacco products.
No, not familiar.
I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million Americans, adults, are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 out of 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched for cigarettes, the most harmful form to tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco on nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Here's the first one. More education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introducing of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up?
I would say the cost of smoking has gone up.
And thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but they may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B says the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Which of these statements do you agree with most? Statement A or statement B?
I would say B.
Somewhat agree statement B or strongly agree with statement B?
Somewhat.
And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
No, I think vaping is harmful.
Much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
I would say somewhat more harmful.
Okay, and thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would say 5.
Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 out of 10 of people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in smoking rate over the year. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they cannot or do not want to quit tobacco and nicotine alternatives. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would say 10.
Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Police like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and largest public health campaign on the dangers of the smoke are working. But so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would choose a 10 also.
And thank you again for your patience. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advertising public health. The FDA has proof through hundreds of scientific products, applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
A 10.
Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly five times than many people every year, but the government refused to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use and in Europe and Japan, the combat cigarette used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
So you said 10 is disagree, right? I'm like, total agree?
Yes. Yes, 10 means that you strongly agree. 5 means that you somewhat agree. And 0 means that you do not agree at all. With the statement.
With the statement. Now you're talking about me also. Can you repeat that question again? Because it's kind of confusing.
Sure. Sure, no problem. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly five times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would say 5.
And we are starting to wrap this up. Sometimes over a course of a survey, people like to change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advertising tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation, support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or would not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcome in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I agree.
You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I would say somewhat agree.
And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
I strongly agree.
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? A beer, yes or no, ma'am?
Yes. You said 5 days?
Coffee?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Okay.
Coffee, yes.
What about, what about oral nicotine products?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Health, do apologize. Heat, non-burn tobacco products?
No.
A pipe tobacco?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Smoke less tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
And are you married?
Yes.
Living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
As of right now, separate.
Unmarried with a partner or single? Or separate divorce?
No, actually, I'm married, but he's not with me right now. So.
Okay.
I would say.
And
he doesn't.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I'm married, but he doesn't live with me right now.
Okay. From the options I have here, I have separate, divorce, or unmarried with a partner. Which of these do you want me to mark down for you?
Put separate.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, younger. I have three.
And which of the following best describes how you think or you currently, your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I would say working class.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, a suburban, a rural?
Can you repeat those again?
Yes, I have urban, suburbs, or a rural.
What is urban? Like normal?
Yes, ma'am. And suburb is like if you're living in the valley some type. And rural is like when you're out in the country, you know, a place where there's hardly any roads to get to. Those are the three options I have. So urban would be like city-like. Excuse me?
Yeah. It's a city-like, urban, yeah.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And in 2020, presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
This year will be Donald Trump.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Have a great night.